Daf Yud Zayin. So we are in the Mishnah, all the way on the top. The Mishnah says, "Beis Shammai Omrim Mevi'in Shlamim Vein Somchin Aleim." You bring a Shlamim on Yontif, but you can't do Smicha because it's a Shvus. Aval Lo Olos. Beis Shammai says you cannot bring an Ola on Yontif. So look what Rashi says here. Rashi explains that top two lines down, Mevi'in Shlamim BeYontif VeShehein Achilas Hedyo, because we know the Baal Shlamim eats from the carbon, so he's allowed to shecht it on Yontif because he's going to eat some of it. But vein somchin alein beyond the smicha kedamri, like we said already. Ela somech alein me'erev yomtif, you do the smicha. It doesn't say you don't need smicha. Of course you need smicha. Everybody holds you need smicha. But you do the smicha on the carbon erev yomtif, and then you're shochtin beyomtif. The lo bayinan take off the smicha shchita. He argues with the concept of take off the smicha shchita. The Gemara in the Nedarim says there are three things that need to be immediately after each other. One of the examples is take off the smicha shchita. Immediately after smicha, you need to do shchita. Beis Shammai argues you don't need that concept, so you could do smicha erev yomtif and do shchita on yomtif. Aval says Rashi, lo mevin olos beosan sheyachol lahavi lachar yomtif yechsev hu levado yase lachem lachem. The pasuk says you can only do things a mlacha that's lachem, that's for you, but not for the gavoa. Since the carbon ola is kula l'shamayim, kula kalil, and the hedyot doesn't eat from it, it's aser to bring an ola, shecht an ola on yamtif according to Beis Shammai. Then the Mishnah quotes Beis Hilla Omrim, mivin shlamim v'olos. You could bring both shlamim and the olos. V'somchen alein. He also permits you to bring to do smicha as well. Everything's permitted on Yom Tif, lefi shitas Beis Hillel. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, atzeres shechal lios be'erv Shabbos. So Shavuos falls out on Friday. Beis Shammai omrim yom tavoach achar Shabbos, u'Beis Hillel omrim ein yom tavoach achar Shabbos. What does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, yom tavoach shel karbonos re'iyah. We know they have to bring a carbon re'iyah, each of the shlosh regalim. So when do you bring it? You normally bring in a chol hamoed, but there is no chol hamoed on Shavuos. So what do you do? So again, yom tavoach shel karbonos re'iyah v'chagiga shel yomtif la'achar Shabbos. It needs to be brought on Sunday, which is really going to be 2 days after Shavuos is over. Shein kraven shel lo b'yomtif lo b'Shabbos. You can't bring the re'iyah on Shabbos nor on yomtif. So that's according to Beis Shammai, you have to wait until Sunday to bring the carbon re'i and carbon chagiga. And Beis Hillel argued and says, no, ein yom tavoch achar Shabbos, says Rashi, ein atzricha yom tavoch, shemutu la'akrivam b'yomtif. He argues again, just like he permits you to bring the ola in general, a yomtif, he permits you to bring the olas re'iyah and the chagiga on yomtif on Shavuos when it falls out on Friday. Then the Mishnah says, umid modim she'im chala lios b'Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, then Shayom Tavach Achar Shabbos. Then, in that case, Beis Hillel will agree you cannot shecht on Shabbos. He would say push it off till Sunday. Everybody agrees the shechting day of Shavuos that year is going to be on Sunday. Everyone's agreeing. So the Mishnah then says, and on that day, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelev, he doesn't wear his clothing. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Umutarn Behesped Uvatinus, you could eulogize and you could fast on that Sunday, the day after Shavuos. Shelo Lekaim Divrei HaOmrim Atzeres Achar Shabbos, lest we try to support the Sedukim who felt that Shavuos is always on a Sunday. So this year Shavuos fell on Shabbos. So Sunday was really day two. It was after Shavuos was already over. But the Tzedukim would celebrate Sunday as a Yom Tif. So we didn't want to try to be with them. So we said everything the opposite. We would eulogize. We would allow fasts on that day. We don't wear this Caleb, the clothing, the Kohen Gadol, just to make sure that they don't think we agree with them that that day is a Yom Tif. Even though we're shecht in the carbon rear that day, it's not the Yom Tif of Shavuos. So this machlokes Rashi Tosfos here. What does it mean? Ein Kohen Gadol mislabish b'kelim. So Rashi explains here, Naim bebeso b'shuk. He doesn't wear his beautiful clothing at home, nor in the shuk. V'labish asa avoda kama. We're not referring to his big day kuna. V'lo big day kuna ka. We're not referring to doing the avoda or wearing the clothing of the big day kuna. Ella shelo yisna be'osa yom. He shouldn't wear nice clothing. His regular, you know, his really regular weekday clothing. He shouldn't, even though they're very nice, he shouldn't wear nice clothing. Sheyom tavoach shalatzeres acher Shabbos. So people would see, walking around, he's not wearing his yomtiv clothing, rather he's wearing his weekday clothing. And so we're not referring to his big day kuna, we're referring to him walking in the streets on Sunday, he should wear regular clothing and not his fancy suit. That's according to Rashi. But Tosa says, look at Tosa, Dibra Maschel Ein Kohen Mislabish Bekelev. He quotes Shitas Rashi, and we could go down a few lines in Rashi, in Tosa's rather, and he says, Vakasha. Kashala Mori, Chada, number one. The Lishna Lo Mashpale, It doesn't sound like Caleb Shekoin Gadol is referring to his street clothing. It sounds Havale, it should have said Leminkat Big Kalim Noim. Why did it say Caleb Shekoin Gadol? It sounds like his big day kun it's referring to. V'od, my year your coin gadol. Afilu Shar Adam Nami. Why Dafka the coin gadol? No one should be wearing suits, Shabbos clothing on that day. So it says, tells us, V'nir lo de b'shmonim b'gadim ayri. No, the Mishnah is referring to the big day kuna of the Kohen Gadol. She'biyamim tovim hayarogil Kohen Gadol lavod b'shvil kavod hayom. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yuma that the Kohen Gadol doesn't do the avod every single day. He's allowed to. So, but apparently the custom was that on Yom Tov we really encourage that he does it because the kavod regel, we let the Kohen Gadol do all the avodah. Now the only day he really has to do the avodah is Yom Kippurim. Every single day he brings his minchas chavitim, but he doesn't have to do the rest of the avodah. But in the regal, we encourage him to do it. Aval b'yom tavoach lo haya lovshan kidei lavod shel Yisrael lihios Yom Tov. But we don't allow him to do the avodah on the Yom Tavoach when it falls out on Sunday. That's the one day a year, according to Tosas, where we don't let the Kohen Gadol do the avodah, lest they think it's a Yom Tov. So that's what Shitas Tosas versus Shitas Rashi. Mar now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya.
Otherwise, is that aware of his big day kuna?
No, whenever he does the avodah, he wears the big day kuna. So every single regal, he would do the avodah every single regal, and he wear the big day kuna. But when it came to Yom Tavach, he wouldn't do the avodah, which meant he wouldn't wear big day kuna either.
According to Rashi,
no, he wouldn't wear big day kuna. It's not referring to big day kuna. It's referring to his street clothing. Yeah, outside the base of Mikdash. Yeah. Oh. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, minayin latzeres sheyesh lo tashlum. How do you know that there's tashlumim to make up the carbon ria if you don't bring it on the Yom Tavach? Kol Shiva, you have 7 days. Shinamba, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk appears where? At the end of Mishpatim. No, it's actually Re'ei. B'chaga Matos, Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkos. Makish Chaga Shavuos, L'chaga Matos. There's a Hekish. Ma Chaga Matos, Yesh Lo Tashlumim, Kol Shiva. Av Chaga Shavuos, Yesh Lo Tashlumim. Just like Chaga Matos is 7 days long. And you can make up the carbon all 7 days. So do Shavuos has 7 days to make it up. Kol Shiva. So then the Gemara says, Eima Makish Lechaga Sukkos. The Pasuk also connects it to Sukkos. So why not connect it to Sukkos? And say, Ma Chaga Sukkos Yeshlo Tashlumim Kol Shmona. You have 8 days, including Shmiat Teres. So Af Chaga Shavuos Yeshlo Tashlumim Kol Shmona. You should have 8 days to make up Shavuos. Gemara says, no, because Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmahu. It's an independent Regel, and it's not included as part of the Tashlumim. So even Sukkos only has 7 days. Gemara says, who says that? Amor the army shmini regal b'fnei atzmo ehani mili leinin pazer kashav. Only regarding these six halachas, we'll get to in just a second. Aval linin tashlumim, regards to tashlumim, then tashlumim derishanu. Then shmini atzeres is viewed as a continuation of Sukkos, and it is 8 days straight. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah we have in, I think earlier we saw this quoted also. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah lochag b'yom tov arishon shachag. Person who doesn't bring the chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, chogeg es kol haregel v'yom tov achron, and you could include even the last day, even Shmiat Teres. So we see from this Mishnah that Shmiat Teres is a continuation of Sukkos, 8 days straight. So now you have a hekesh, you could choose to Memakish, makish shvuas to Sukkos 8 days, or be makish it to Pesach only 7 days. Why are you choosing 7 over 8? So Gemara invokes the famous phrase, tafsis meruba lo tafsis, tafsis muat tafsis. If you have the option of comparing to something larger and something smaller, we always go for the smaller amount, so therefore we connect it to mat chagamato, saying you only have 7 days of tashlumim. Now let's just go back for a second when the Gemara mentioned that the concept of Shmiat Teres is regal b'fnei atzmo linin pazar kashav. What is that referring to? So Rashi goes through what these six ideas of pazar kashav is. Look at Rashi. Rashi says pazar kashav, pious, zman, regel, karban, shir, and bracha. Those are the six halachas that are mentioned here. So what are they? The Rashi says pious linin pariachag. That kol shivas yimei achag ein mefaisin alem. During all 7 days of Sukkos, there's no pious. Normally, the halacha is how many payasos are there every single day in the base of Mikdash? Nope, that's 24 mishmaros. How many payasos? Nope, that's how many people brought the carbon tamid. Nope. No one reads the Mishnah, so Mishnah's Yuma and Yom Kippur. Isn't that part of the art school? Isn't that in between what you do when you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, right after Marv and before Shah? Nope.
Three numbers?
It's a single number, single digit. We have a coin here, two coin here.
Five.
Nope. Lower, four. The answer is four. There are four payasos that the Mishnah Yuma says you do every single day. So when it came to the regel, they wouldn't do any payasos at all. The Ragel said, at least during Sukkot, so Rashi says, during the entire Sukkot, there is no payasos. Elafi cheshbon hamishmaros v'sidrin makriven osan. There's a whole order of the Gemara at the end of Sukkot. He quotes here, k'detznam v'masecha Sukkah, misha haya makriv parim hayom lo haya makriv l'machar. They had a whole order of things. Whoever brought the cow yesterday, the carbon yesterday, wouldn't do the next day. And by the end of Sukkot, there were a total 70 paros, and there were some goats being brought in, other animals, everything equaled out nicely. So there's no need for a pious. But, says Rashi, Parsha Shmini, there's one par brought in Shmini Atzeres, that one you would do Mephaisin alav, Ezes Menamishmaros Yakriva. They would do a lottery, and whoever would get it, they would do the carbon of Shmini Atzeres. So that was pay, that's the difference of Shmini Atzeres, that doesn't connect to Sukkot. What's the Zion? That's Zman, Shechianu. We know we say a new Shechianu on Shmi Atzeres. Reish is for Regel. Sheyesh lo Shem Regel b'fnei atzmo v'eino kari Sukkot, which is important for Al Anisim, and for rather Yalav Yavo, in benching and davening, to say Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or in Nusach Svar, they say what? Chag Shmi Atzeres, I think? Shmi Atzeres. Shmi Atzeres Chag Hazeh. Okay, you see how... I don't daven that way. So then, Kuf... I don't doubt Nusach Svar. I have no idea what you guys do. Other than this thing, that's all I really know you guys do. So then the Kuf, the Gemara says carbon. She'ein behemos carbonosav keseder pariachag. That the carbon's different when it comes to the paros of Sukkot. How many cows are brought in on the entire days of Sukkot? Anybody know? 17. So what's the first day of Sukkot? How many? Anyone know? So how many cows brought the first day of Sukkot?
13.
13. I think it's 13, right?
13,
13 goes down to 7, exactly. So that's a total of 7. So it doesn't go in that order. When it comes to Shmi Atzeres, it's just one cow that's brought. So that's what the Kuf is for. Let's jump down now a few lines in Rashi. The Shin is for Shir. That Ein Shir Karbonosav Keseder Shil Shimos Achag. It's a different song that's being sung. And the last one is the Beis, jumping down Rashi, the first Y line, Beis is Bracha, Shayu Mevarchen Es HaMelech, they have a special Bracha that give the king, Zeyecher L'Shlomo Shenemar Bo Bayom HaShmini Sholach Es HaAm Bayivarchu Es HaMelech. So to remember that the 8th day of Shlomo HaMelech, they give a special Bracha to the Nasi, to the Melech. So those are the 6 things, the Fishitas Rashi. Tosas argues in a few of them, I'm not going to go through it, but there is a few Machlokas in Shitas Tosas against Rashi. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we know the Pasuk connects Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. The connection of Matzot to Shavuos is to tell us, just like Chag HaMatzot has 7 days of Tashlumim, so to Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlumim. So now the Gemara wants to know the last 3 lines of the Amud here, Ela Lamai Hilchasa Kasvei Rachmana L'Chag HaSukkos. So what's the connection of Shavuos to Sukkos? So explains the Gemara, Lakushe L'Chag HaMatzot, Ma Chag HaMatzot Ton Lina, Av Chag HaSukkos Ton Lina. It's only there to connect it, not to Shavuos, but to connect Sukkot to the first regal in the Pasuk, to connect it to Pesach. Just like Pesach requires Ton Lina, requires you to stay overnight. We'll see what that means in just a second. Rashi says, Mata Yom Tov, so too Sukkot requires this concept of Lina. So what's Lina? So Gemara explains, Halsa Minon, how do you know there's a concept of Lina when it comes to Pesach? So Gemara says, Yudzayin Mabez, you should stay, wait over until the morning turns, and then you should go off on your way. So says Rashi, what does this mean on the top of Amud Beis here? Fanisa vaboker shehu chol hamoed dilu biyamtav tchumim aser. So you can't leave, you can't go back home. If you're outside the tchum of the Beis Hamikdash, you can't go home. It's aser because tchumim, you can't go outside the 2,000 amos. So therefore, the pasuk says, stay overnight, and the morning, chol hamoed, that's when you should go home. Now, they assumed you couldn't walk at night, even though nighttime, Yom Tov was already over. I guess it was dangerous to go at nighttime. So once you're staying overnight, don't leave during Yom Tov day itself, because it's tchumim iser, but rather wait until chol hamoed. So just like Pesach, you need to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night, so to Sukkot, you need to sleep over that night. Now, Tosas looks at Tosas here in the top here. They're long Tosas. I'm going to go through just... in the beginning, just his questions. He doesn't really answer the question, but he asks the question on Rashi. D'chsiv v'hanisa b'boker perish Rashi b'tchol ha-shemoed di b'yomtif. It's also, you can't leave on yomtif. Mishum t'chumim. Lo yitachin. Doesn't make any sense. That tinach Rabbi Kiva, that only makes sense according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds what? He doesn't say what he holds, but what is Rabbi Kiva's shita by t'chumim? All of our shas be fine. The Raisa, the Rabbanon. The Raisa. So this would make sense if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that the Isser of Tchum is an Isser deraisa. So the Pasuk is saying, don't violate the Isser deraisa of Tchumim. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, who hold that Isser Tchumim is only Midirabbanan, the Ma'ik Lameimar, the Pasuk is not trying to say don't violate an Isser Midirabbanan, the Sukkim don't speak about Isser Midirabbanan. So according to the Chachamim, Delek Isser Tchumim Deraisa, what's Pshat here? So Tosa has an interesting Chiddush here. He doesn't like it though, he quotes it. V'yesh Mefarshim de Yud Beis Milim Islahu, Shapir, the Rabbanan Tchumim. So Rabbanan, even though all of Ashas Rabbanan say that Tchumim is Midirabbanan, that's a limitation. Once you get to Yud Beis Mil, that's how far you leave the Tchum. Even then, the Chachamim will agree there is an Isser Deraisa of Tchumim. And he quotes a Yushalmi that says the same thing, but then he quotes around eight Gemaras in the Bavli that say not that way, that he says across the board, Chachamim hold that Isser Tchumim is only Midirabbanan, no matter how far you're walking. Okay, he ends up going asking a few questions here. I don't think he gives a new pshat in the pasuk here, but I think elsewhere, maybe in the Gemara in Yuma, he gives another pshat. I don't remember what it is about what it means fanisa baboka and the definition of lina.
Is tchumim as stringent on Yom Tov as it is on Shabbos? It's the same.
Is tchumim? Yeah. I don't think there's any difference between them. Yeah. Okay. Mar now says the top line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis Tana in the quote of Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Atzeres Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on a Friday, so Beishami Omrim Yom Tavach Acher Shabbos, so you do the Shechita of the carbonos Olelereya on Sunday. And Beishil Omrim Ein La Yom Tavach, there is no Dev Shechten. What does that mean? My Lav Ein La Yom Tavach Klal, that there is no Shechten at all. Look at Rashi. Ein La Yom Tavach Klal, meaning Beis Hillel allows you to shechten on Yom Tov on Friday. But if you don't do it, so then it sounds like there's no tashlumim. So we're questioning this concept. We just brought this whole sugya in Amr Aleph, that there's tashlumim when it comes to Shavuos, which is a big chiddush, because Shavuos is only one day long. So we made based on a hekesh that they have tashlumim even after Yom Tov is over. So the Gemara challenges this. This Mishnah seems to imply, according to Beis Hillel, there is no tashlumim. You have one day of Yom Tov to shechten, and if you don't, you miss it. There's no tashlumim. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not how to read Beis Hillel. She'ino tzricha yom tavach. You don't need a yom tavach because you could shecht it on Shavuos itself. You don't need a special day of shechting on a weekday. You could shecht it actually on Shavuos. But in a chanami, if you miss Shavuos, you can make it up one of the next 7 days. Umay kamashplan. What are we learning from here? The markavinan viyome. We learn from Beis Hillel the fact that he says there's no Yom Tavoch, there's no concept of Yom Tavoch, it's because you shechted on Yom Tov. So the chiddush is, you could shecht it biyome, you shecht it on Shavuos. So Gemara says, ha'ifligu v'chad dezimna. We already have that machlokas about shechting a carbon ola on Yom Tov. Why are they having a second machlokas about shechting a carbon ola? Where is the previous machlokas? The first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah says that Tanan beishami omrim mevin shlomim v'ein somchen alem. Aval lo olos. Beis Shammai says you don't bring an ola on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel omrim mivin shlamim vi olos v'somchen alem. Beis Hillel allows you to bring the olos. So we already had the first half of the Mishnah machlokes. Beis Hillel allows olos. Beis Shammai says olos are aser. And then the second half of the Mishnah speaking about the bringing of the carbon olos riyah on Shavuos. Beis Hillel again allows you to bring the olos riyah on Yom Tov Shavuos. And Beis Shammai says you can't. It's the same exact machlokes two times in this very same Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, no, tzricha, you need both these cases. Why? Because di ashmein and baha, if you had this first case, baha ka'amri beishamai mishum d'efshel machar, so when it comes to the case of a regular Yom Tov, not Shavuos, but a regular Yom Tov, so in that case, beishamai says don't shecht the Yom Tov, because you could always bring it the next day on Chol HaMoed. It's still bechlal the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Aval hacha beha, the case of Shavuos, where there's only just one day, we'll look at Rashi, aval beha batzeres shechal yos be'erev Shabbos, when Shavuos falls out on Friday. So ema modi le'Beis Hillel, maybe in this case, Beis Shammai will agree to Beis Hillel, v'yikarvu b'yomtif, and he'll let you shecht it on yomtif. Deha macha Shabbos, v'lo karvin, you can't bring it the next day because it's Shabbos. So maybe, umitoch sha'ata misyayish mehen ata balif shah shalot takrivim od. So since you don't bring it on Friday Yom Tov, and you can't bring it on the next day on Shabbos, you might just completely forget about it and not bring it at all. So maybe in that case, Beis Shammai allows you to shecht it on Friday Yom Tov. Kamash Milan, he says, even in that situation, you cannot shecht it on Yom Tov. Now the opposite, true, the Gemara says, V'yashmina and Baha, if you had only the case of Shavuos, Baha kami Beis Hillel, Mishum Delev Shalomachar. Maybe Beis Hillel only allows you to shecht it Beis Hillel on Friday when it's Yom Tov, because you can't shecht it the next day, which is Shabbos. but maybe of Abaha. In another case where it's not it doesn't fall out on Friday, a regular weekday it falls out on. Ema Modil Beishami. Maybe you could shecht Yom Tavach will be the next day after Shavuos. Let's say Shavuos is Monday, you could shecht it Tuesday. So maybe that case Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai, then you shouldn't shecht in a Yom Tif. Tzricha, even in that scenario, Beis Hillel says across the board you always can and should shecht the carbon on Yom Tif. As opposed to Beis Shammai says you always push it off, and even if that means pushing it off 2 days, you can never shecht it on Yom Tif. So you need both the statements of the Mishnah. Gemara now quotes a Braisa, Tashma, Mishalo Chag Shiva Yimei Pesach, Shiva Simei Pesach, V'shmon Simei Chag, V'yom Tav Arishon, Shelatzeres, Shivei Nechogig. The guy misses all 7 days of Pesach, he misses all 8 days of Sukkot, and misses that one day of Shavuos, he can't bring the carbon Chagig anymore. So my love, what does this not mean, Yom Tov Shelatzeres? That he can't, it's only 1 day. You can only bring it on Yom Tov, and there is no concept of Tashlumim. So the Gemara says, no, lo Yom Tavach. It's referring to Yom Tavach. What does it mean, Yom Tavach here? So it's referring to if the guy doesn't bring Yom Tavach, which means the 7 days of Tavach, the 7 days of making it up, then he is no mere fixing it. But of course, you have the full week of Tashlumim for Atzeres. Ihach, if that's the case, Nifsha Minei, we should say, Nishaminei, Dechad Yom Tavach. So then we should answer, what's the question there?
But if you're saying it's only referring to the one Tavach, then the Yom, it says Yom.
It says Yom Tavach.
It means there's only one Yom Tavach.
Oh, it sounds like only one. Gemara says, no, Ema Yimei Tavach. It should say Yimei Tavach. If a person misses the days of Shavuos, Yimei, then he misses out. That's how the Gemara re-understands and rewrites this Bryce. So then the Gemara brings another brayse, Tashma, the Tani Rabba, Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah. The Torah says, Mani Yamim, the Kiddush Chodesh. You should count days and then sanctify the month. What does that mean? So it says Rashi here, Mani Yomim, Yamim, Shloshim Yom. You count 30 days, the Kiddush Chodesh, and then Musafim, and then the Rosh Chodesh is now it's Mekudash to bring the carbon Musaf. So too, we have Mani Yamim, the Kiddush Atzeres. You count days of 49 days, and then your Mekadesh Shavuos. So ma chodesh lemenuyav, just like the sanctification of chodesh rosh chodesh is whatever intervals you go and you're counting days. So the climax of rosh chodesh is 1 day because you're counting in intervals of day. So af atzeres, so to atzeres lemenuyay, you're counting days to come to Shavuos. So Shavuos should only be 1 day of celebration. It shouldn't be a full week. It's only 1 day. So there is no tashlumim for Shavuos. So Gemara says no, my lava gamar michodesh. So there's the same connection that they're both 1 day only. Shavuos should only be 1 day celebration. This shouldn't be 7 days. So Amar Rava, Rava asks the obvious question: the Tizvara, does this really make sense? Atu atzeres yom minyanin shavu lo minyanim. You only count days to Shavuos. You don't count weeks also. V'hamar Abai, doesn't Abai tell us in Maseches Menachos mitzvah lemimne yomei? It's a mitzvah to count days. Dechsev tisparu chamishim yom, and there's a mitzvah lemimne shavuot to count weeks as well. Dechsev shiva shavuos tispar lecha, counting weeks and days. So therefore, when you celebrate Shavuos, there's also a full week of kedusha that you're supposed to be celebrating, a full week of tashlumim. V'od, moreover, what's the Yom Tov called? It's called Chag Shavuos Ksiv. It's called a celebration of the weeks. So that proves to us that there is a week of tashlumim for Shavuos. Now, Tosa has an interesting point here. Look at Tosa's Dibra Maschil Amra. Amra Torah Mana Yamim. So Rashi says what it meant when you count days and you celebrate your Mekadesh Chodesh, you're referring to Rosh Chodesh. So Hayakashel Harav Rabbeinu Meshulam, he had a problem with this. Heichan Amra Torah, where does the Torah ever tell us Limnos Yamim Lekadesh Chodesh? We're never told to count days to Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, there's a concept of Rosh Chodesh, but to count days, we don't count the days, we look whenever the new moon is. He therefore changed the girsa to say it's referring to counting years until you get to the Yovel, because there is a concept of being Mekadesh the Yovel. That's what we have in the Medrash. The Medrash tells us the mitzvah limimne shmitin lekadesh Yovel. We count Shemitah cycles to get to Yovel. He also changed the girsa of Rosh Hashanah, which has the same discussion, and the Gemara Menachos. He changed three different Gemaras. So he felt that he was so compelled to say that there's no concept of counting days for Rosh Chodesh. He changed the girsa in three different Gemaras. He's referring to Yovel, not Rosh Chodesh. But then comes along, Ach Koshel Rabbeinu Tam Limchok Asvarim Ulahagia Girsa Sheinu Vashum Makom. You're going to change the gears in three different places? Maybe one, fine, but three places? That's a lot to change. So Rabbeinu Tam wasn't convinced by them, and he quotes Divadai Rosh Chodesh, Mefarsh Divadai Rosh Chodesh Nami Deraisa, who Lemimne Beyomi. He actually says there is a mitzvah to count days up until Rosh Chodesh. We don't practice this that I know of. There's no concept that I know of accounting it, but he was trying to really preserve the gears of the Gemara, and he therefore has in quote to Gemara, two Gemaras, to prove his point that there's a concept to count days of Rosh Chodesh. I don't know what that would mean for us. I guess today is Yom Rishon. I guess if you say Tehillim, that maybe that's also an Indian of counting. I don't know exactly. But that's a concept of the Rabbeinu Tam of counting days to Rosh Chodesh.
Measuring out a month. Ad Chodesh Yomin. That's lav dafka to get to Rosh Chodesh. It just means that months are measured in days. That's the unit that we use to measure months.
Right, exactly. But it's not a way of, you don't count them. Right, exactly. But it's viewed, it's measured by days. That's the Gemara he's quoting is measuring it by days, right. But there's no formal counting. But it sounds like the way Rabbeinu Tam says it initially, it sounds like there should be some level of counting. The way the Gemara uses it, it's some level of counting. But I guess he's saying lav dafka doesn't really mean counting. It really means just the measure of time.
Yeah. There has to be a certain amount of days that has to pass before it could be the new month.
Uh-huh, that's the point. So you're not really counting it, though, but there's some limit.
A minimum of days that have to pass before it could be the Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, very good. So then the Gemara says the last two lines of Yudzayin Amud Beis here. The Gemara says, "Debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana." He taught the following brisa. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Ukrosem uvektarchem." So the Gemara says, quoting the pesukim here, you're supposed to call. Let's get the pesukim on the side here. One second here. Ukrosem betzem yom azem mikra kodesh yelachem kol nechz avdo lo sasu chukas alam bechol mashosechem ledarisechem. He's referring to Shavuos, I believe, right in Parshas Emor. And then it says, "Vekutrechem es ktsira artchem." Then you do the ktsira. You bring the carbon. So the Gemara explains here, Eze Chag Shata Korei V'Kotzer, Bo, which Chag are you allowed to do Ktsira? We know it's also to Ktsira on Yom Tif. Which is the one that's permitted? Have Yomer Ze Chag Atzeres. So that means it must be referring to Shavuos. So the Gemara asks, Amos, when on Shavuos can you do Ktsira? Elema B'Yom Tif, Ktsira B'Yom Tif Mishari, you're allowed to do Ktsira? That's, no one said you're allowed to do Ktsira. Certain Melachas are permitted for Ochel Nefesh, but Ktsira, according to all opinions, there are two opinions, what stages you're allowed to do, which Melachas you could do. But everybody agrees Ktsira is Asir on Yom Tif, so it can't be referring to Ktsira on Yom Tif itself. Alalav, the Tashlumim. It must be that even though days are Tashlumim, there's some idea, it's still called Atzeres, and you're permitted to do Melacha, but still call Atzeres on the days of Tashlumim, and there is such a concept. So the Gemara says, Afa gav ditmar di Rabbi Elezer amar Rabbi Shaya. Even though we had on the previous page of Rabbi Elezer in the name of Rabbi Shaya, that the concept of Tashlumim is learned from the Hekesh to Chag HaMatzos, still, Itzrich di Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, here, he needed to tell us another source of Tashlumim based on the pasuk of Krasim Kutrechem, that there's a kind of the Ktsira on the remaining days of Shavuos. There's such a thing as Tashlumim on the remaining days. Why do you need two different pasukim? Because the Midi Rebbe Lazar Amar Rebbe Oshaya, had we had only the pasuk from before about the connection to Chag HaMatzos, Havamina would have thought, Ma Tashlumim L'shel Chag HaMatzos, Osir Basias Melacha, those days of all Pesach, it's in Isser Melacha, Chol HaMoed and Yom Tif are Osir, Af Tashlumi Atzeres Nami Aser Basias Melacha. I would have thought so. The 7 days of Tashlumim for Shavuos should also be Aser Basias Melacha. Kamash Mlon, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that you're allowed to do Ktsira because the pasuk says Uvekutrachem. Now, if you had Midi Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, the pasuk connecting Uvekutrachem, they could do Ktsira. So then the Gemara says, going on to Yiches Lo Yadana Kama. I don't know how many days it's going to last for. How many days could you do Ktsira after Shavuos is over? That's still considered Shavuos. Kamash Malam, we learn from Rebbe Elazar on Rebbe Shaya that the connection to Chag HaMatzos is that it's 7 days, and during those 7 days, you're allowed to do Malacha. Okay, we'll stop here while it's a bit early. Chillin' first. Chillin' perfect time, chillin's here.